MCU. It's time for Pacific Spaceball Insider with your host, Hunter Horenstein.
Alrighty. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first episode, the first show, the inaugural launching of Pacific Spaceball Insider. My name is Hunter Horenstein. I'm going to be taking you this season through PBI. That's what we're going to call it around here, PBI, Pacific Spaceball Insider. Let me tell you a little bit about the show. Actually, first off, first and foremost, why don't I thank you guys? Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you guys, the Pacifics fans. This is the show for you. The Pacifics, we want to give you guys an inside look to the show, and that's what this is going to do. We're going to be putting you guys as close to on the field as possible. Really what this is trying to do is, obviously it's radio, so there's a little bit of different stuff what we can do as far as getting you guys into the show. We've got some sound clips for you today. Did some interviews over the week prior to coming into tonight, or this morning I should say. We got a good one for you to lead it off here at this April 20th, 2012. 2012 is also going to be the inaugural season of the San Rafael Pacifics. We're really excited about that. If you don't know already, June 4th, opening day. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Hunter Horenstein. I'm the community outreach coordinator with the team. I also do a lot of media stuff with the team. And President and General Manager Mike Shapiro, this is really his brainchild. He kind of came up with the idea of having a show that really gave the fans inside access, and I was all on board with it. I might have had that thought in the back of my mind, might have been a little too timid to bring it up to the bigwigs there in the front office, but fortunately for me and fortunately for you guys, everyone was on board, and this show, I think, is really going to give you guys a different kind of perspective. It's not going to be one of those shows. And I want to stress this so much. It's not going to be one of those shows where it's entirely let's talk to a coach or let's talk to a player and ask him, oh, how excited are you to play? Or what are you looking forward to this season? No, we're going to get deeper than that. We're going to be talking to guys like Daryl Denny, who's in charge of the clubhouse renovation project. We're going to talk to guys as soon as they're done with a game, get their immediate thoughts. We're going to talk to guys like Theo Fightmaster, the director of operations there in the front office, about what goes in to putting together the North American League Open Tryout that we had last Sunday. So it's going to take you a little bit deeper than most of the regular, I want to say. Regular, maybe that's a bad word, but we'll find a word later on in the program. But more of those prototypical sports shows that just interview the players and ask the prototypical questions, the questions that have been worn out and the questions that have been beat to death. This show is going to take you deeper. It's for the fans. It's all about the fans. And speaking of fans, once the season starts, and hopefully this show is going to take you all the way up to opening day on June 4th and then hopefully beyond, we can get some fan interaction as well. I mean, this is a completely new project. Not exactly sure what we should expect from it. And it's going to be fun because I feel like the show is going to evolve as the season goes on. Again, Pacific Spaceball Insider, we're going to do it live every morning. I'm going to say Friday at 9 a.m. here on the official flagship station of Pacific Spaceball, radio.dominican.edu. And then what we'll do is we'll also podcast it and replay. You can replay the shows whenever you want throughout the week. So if you miss it the first time, not a big deal. You'll be able to get it again off the podcast. And those podcasts are pretty I feel like we're pretty productive and pretty efficient as far as getting those podcasts ready to go and getting them up on a timely manner. Hopefully what we'll do, and this is my hope, again, all this is very speculative and very hopeful because it takes a lot to put together a ball team, and the last thing you want to worry about is the audio part, but that's where I come in. So hopefully we'll be able to take care of you the rest of the way and not bother guys like Brian Clark or Eugene Lapario, our two owners or president, general manager, so on and so forth. But hopefully we get those things going for you and replay this show and you guys can hear it. And it should be a lot of fun. Let me tell you a little bit about what we've got for you today. We've obviously going to have to recap the NAL, that's the North American League tryout, the Open tryout, also the Pacifics tryout, as well as our season pass party last Sunday. Great time out there at Albert Park. There was a lot of people that showed up, a lot of players, 140 registered players, and that didn't include those guys who just came to the ballpark and walked in and signed up. So a great, great show and a great turnout. We'll get a little bit of manager Mike Marshall's thoughts on that as well. Also, I mentioned it earlier, Daryl Denny, who's heading the clubhouse renovations over to Albert Park. He'll have a few words for us and tell you guys what's going on, what progress has been made, and what the players and the coaches should expect when they go into that open clubhouse in a few days once spring training gets underway in the next month or so. Also, we'll have some words from Theo Fightmaster, our director of operations, as far as the thoughts on the tryouts, as well as the next couple of months and what it takes to really put something like this together and put a baseball team and a product there out on the field for you. Should be a good one, and hopefully we'll have another one on next Friday. Actually, we will have another one on next Friday, every Friday, 9 a.m., on the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu. This is Pacifics Baseball Insider. We got a couple of things to mention for you. Number one, AAA Insurance and the Pacifics have teamed up. If you weren't out at the tailgate in Larkspur yesterday and didn't get a chance to meet Sir Francis the Drake, our mascot for the 2012 season was unveiled yesterday. That's another thing we'll get to later on in the show. But back to my original thought, the AAA Insurance and the Pacifics, they teamed up. They've had a tailgate yesterday at the Larkspur office. There'll be another one today at the San Rafael branch. It's going to be kind of like a company's tailgate party. We're going to throw the Pacifics out there. You got the opportunity to meet some of the front office staff, get some information on the team, and I'm pretty positive that Sir Francis the Drake will be there as well. Yesterday, we had Steven Detweiler out there, which was a great event, and then that mascot was there too. And if you haven't seen the mascot, I implore you to go to PacificsBaseball.com or go to the Facebook page, Facebook.com/San Rafael Pacifics, and go ahead and check that out because he is amazing. Love the Drake. Love the Drake. Gotta love the Drake. He was unveiled yesterday. Again, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Speaking of Facebook and speaking of those social networking, you can also get in touch with the show. I really want you guys to, the fans. Again, this is your show. So if you guys want to talk about something, we can talk about it. If you have a question, we can answer it. If you guys have just general thoughts or ideas or whatnot, I want to hear them. Facebook.com/ Pacifics Baseball Insider Radio. You can also follow us on Twitter at PACBB Insider. That's PAC, P-A-C, two capital B's, just like baseball, Insider. That's our Twitter handle as well. Also, just go to, you can go to the Facebook page and the Twitter page of the San Rafael Pacifics. And usually we kind of interact with each other there as well. Obviously, the Twitter handle on the Pacifics page at SR Pacifics and then Facebook.com/San Rafael Pacifics. A lot of good feedback on those sites. If you want to get in touch with the show, let us know. Also, if you want to call in too, if you have, if you're a listener right now live and you'd like to call in, 415-482-3587, the number if you want to get onto this Pacifics hotline, and we'll take your questions. We'll talk. If you just want to talk Pacifics baseball, let me know. We'll be here from 9 to 9:30. We'll do a little half hour every Friday and get your Pacifics baseball fix. Hopefully it'll be fun. I believe it will. I think it will. It should be. I don't really foresee any issues with this thing. Also, want to mention a couple of house cleaning things. The San Rafael Pacifics will be hosting a Pacifics job fair on April 28th at the San Rafael Community Center located at 618 B Street here in San Rafael. Come on out between 9 a.m. and 12 noon. The Pacifics front office members will be on hand. They're going to answer questions and take applications. Don't miss your opportunity to join the Pacifics family for the 2012 season. Do the wave, and we will see you there. That is a big deal. If you want to come out, there will be our front office staff. They'll be out there. They're going to answer questions. They're going to take resumes. They're going to take out applications, and you may walk out of there with an opportunity to be part of the Pacifics family as far as, like, maybe our vendor staff or parking or, I mean, I don't want to comment too much about what positions are going to be available, but there will be a job fair, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, 3 hours, I mean, if you really want to be part of this Pacifics family, come on out, make the trip. It's here in San Rafael, and enjoy 42 home games here at Albert Park this summer, obviously leading off on June 4th against the Orange County Flyers. That brings me to my next point. Season passes. Get your season passes. If you want 42 home games, if you want guaranteed admission to opening day, if you want some cool promotional items, if you want discounts, if you want first come, first serve, come get your season passes for the Pacifics. All that information, pacificsbaseball.com. Buy yours, and those prices aren't too bad. And if you've been to the Pacifics Facebook page and you've seen those pictures of the different seat locations, I think I speak for everyone when I say that those are prime seats. I mean, you're not going to get anything better than sitting right behind home plate or right on the field than you will for the Pacifics games. Albert Park going to be looking pretty good. Again, we'll talk to Daryl Denny, who's heading that clubhouse renovation. All right, good first 10 minutes of the show. Threw a lot there at you. Just wanted to recap. When we come back, the NAL, the North American League Open tryout, as well as the season pass party. You're listening to Pacifics Baseball Insider. My name is Hunter Hornstein, and you're listening to the Pacifics Baseball Insider on radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Pacifics Baseball Insider here on the flagship station of Pacifics Baseball, radio.dominican.edu. I'm Hunter Hornstein, and thank you for tuning in. Show number one of your inside access to Pacifics Baseball. And I'll tell you what, we're having a lot of fun already. A lot of work has been put into putting this show together, so I want to thank all the supporters out there. Really appreciate it, and hopefully this show will grow and evolve. Obviously, the first show, there will be a learning curve, but I don't anticipate any negativity. I'm really excited the way this is going so far. Let's talk about the North American League tryout. We had that tryout out here on Friday, Sunday, I should say, mixing up my days there. Sunday over at Albert Park, there was approximately 140, 150 guys there. This wasn't just a Pacifics baseball tryout. This was an open tryout for the North American League. So there was Yuma Yuma manager Gary Templeton. We'll be seeing a lot of him when he comes to visit Albert Park. He was out there. There was a couple of representatives from the Blue Jays, and a good turnout. I mean, a lot of fans in the stands. We were out there. We were selling hot dogs. We were selling coffee, selling drinks. I mean, I'm pretty sure from what I heard is, and from what I saw as well, I was there, is that we ran out of food. So that's a huge draw. That was big. And we did sell a few season passes as well. And I want to remind you, if you want to get your season passes, pacificsbaseball.com, you get all 42 games of summer, all 42 home games there at Albert Park, as well as guaranteed admission to opening day. Get yours now. All right, but going back to that NAL open tryout, we had Theo Fightmaster talk a little bit about it. I spoke to him during the tryout, and he also went into a little bit about what's going on in the next couple of months. So, Theo, take it away.
Yeah, it is. It's a pretty full house here. You've got about 120 players all told. Looks like another, 75 or so people here, just fans checking out the action. It's a beautiful day. So imagine a few people were just sitting at home and decided, I'm going to the yard today, which is what I would have done, except I had to be here anyway. So there was no choice involved. Still happy to be here. It's a great day for ball.
Theo, talk a little bit about the preparation and the planning that went into this, who's responsible for what, and even earlier this morning, what went on to make this happen?
Well, for instance, Henry and myself were in the office at about 6:35. We're gathering up merchandise, we're getting season tickets out here, getting all the equipment set up, but really it's a team effort. I mean, this is the type of event that takes weeks to prepare, and the beauty of minor league baseball is that everyone kind of has their hand in everything. So you get a lot of different experiences. My job title is broad, and my job description is even broader. So guys like Henry, Mary, Mike Shapiro, Eugene Lupario, even Mike Marshall. I mean, Mike Marshall has a lot to do just in terms of the tryout. As you can see, a beautifully orchestrated, well-choreographed event.
Talk about a little bit of the players that are here, some of the talent that you've been seeing, and what exactly guys are looking for in a ball player that you could potentially sign for this season.
Yeah, I know one kid, Mark Phillips, really kind of lit up the radar gun, and we've got a couple scouts here, one from Mal Fitchman from the Diamondbacks, another gentleman from the Toronto Blue Jays, Gary Templeton with the Yuma Panthers. This kid was hitting 91 on the gun consistently, and definitely opened some eyes. There's been another few pitchers who've been above that 90 mile an hour barrier, which for independent ball, if you're 88, 89, and you have a good secondary pitch, that's going to open some eyes. That's going to give you a chance to play and continue your career.
After today, what are going to be some of the steps as we get forward and move on towards June 4th? I know it's opening day against the Flyers. What other things are planned, and how hectic is the office going to be leading up to those final months?
Yeah, the next 50 days or so before opening day are vital. We've been doing a lot of long hours are going to get longer. A lot of emails, a lot of phone calls. I had no idea how many emails it took to start a baseball team. So, you've seen some resident renovations to the clubhouse here. We have sort of a mock-up of what the dugout club's going to look like. We're building out a fence here for the dugouts. We're going to replace this wiring that you see here with the nylon netting. So the physical improvements to Albert Park, that's going to be a huge project. We're going to put new paint. And then just from a business side, you got to sell season tickets. You have to have people here to make this is a business, and you have to have people in the seats every night to make it work from an investor standpoint. And they are paying attention to every detail, every penny. And that's really kind of where the main thrust of it's going right now, is making sure that we have a full house every night, and that environment is a fun, unique, exciting way to spend an evening with your family.
He's Theo Fightmaster, Director of Operations with the Santa Fe Pacifics. Theo, thank you.
He gone.
All right, so obviously what you heard there is that there was a great turnout, and we actually did get a few players out of that. Three players, including an Oakland native. He is a first baseman, Johnny Woodward. He signed. And then there was contracts extended to pitchers Bobby O'Neill and Jamie Armson. And That what that means is that Mike pretty much went up there and spoke to them after and said, hey, I like your arm. We want to give you a contract. Once they sign that contract, they're invited to spring training, and they have an opportunity to make the team. Let's talk a little bit about Woodward. He's 27 years old, native of Oakland, so he's a local guy. He's a 6 foot, 210-pound guy, so he's a pretty big guy, big-time ball player, and a lot of the guys, when I say guys, I mean the front office staff, a lot of them were talking about how he just looked like a ball player, and he looked like a guy that could help the team. Just a great specimen physically, and he also spent six seasons with major league experience, major league-affiliated ball. I mean, the guy knows he can play, and he came out there, and he's one of those guys that you look at and you see, and you they open your eyes. I was talking to Yuma manager Gary Templeton, and I asked him, I said, hey, how do you separate the men from the boys, for lack of a better metaphor? And he said, you know what? You're going to see it. You're going to see it. Once you see that guy play, he'll open your eyes. You don't have to worry about that. He'll do all the work for you. Woodward, obviously, is a third-round draft pick by the Minnesota Twins back in 2003. 42 home runs in the Twins farm system. So a guy that could definitely hit. There was a couple home runs at Albert Park. A couple guys ran into them. Also, two of the pitchers. O'Neill is 22 years old, a 6 foot three, 220-pound right-hander. He's out of Pelham, California. And then Armisen is a little lefty from Iowa Falls, 26 years old. He was one of the last guys to throw out there. It was a long day. This guy lit up the radar gun. He hit about 92, 93, highest on the clock, really, for the entire day. Let's get Mike. I talked to manager Mike Marshall after the tryout. Let's get his thoughts.
Mike, going in today, what were the overall thoughts, and who definitely caught your eye?
Well, a lot of guys. I mean, I have two guys that I'm interested in signing, a first baseman that got to a pretty high AA, AAA level, and then also a left-handed pitcher that was a big prospect for the Cincinnati Reds. It was probably the highest velocity here, around 93, 94 miles an hour. So two guys that I'm interested in bringing to the spring training right away. Then I have probably about 10 or 15 guys that, you know, at any time during the season could help us, local kids. So great day. Went long, but that's what baseball's all about. We really enjoyed it. The fans enjoyed it. The people, we had a great time.
So he mentioned the 93-94, obviously Armisen, that lefty out of the Cincinnati Reds organization, really great flow and good release from him, what I saw. Lefties win, and hard lefties, oh, gotta love them. Gotta love them. So those three guys will be coming to spring training under contract. And then, you know, like the Skip mentioned, there's a few other guys that they extended contracts out to, and they'll kind of feel them out and see if they can help us. And really, that's what it's all about. If they can help us, you know, we're going to give them an opportunity, because we want to be successful and we want to win. And any guy helps, really. So a great showing. We mentioned season passes were sold, and a really good time. It was a little long. We were out there from about 7 a.m. You heard Director of Operations Theo Fightmaster and our operations manager, Henry Cooper Graham. They were out there from about 6:30, and then we were there till about 7 o'clock. So a lot of fun, though. We had a good time, and really excited to see what spring training will bring to us and as we move forward and get ready to go for June 4th. We're going to take our final timeout. When we come back, want to recap the renovations. We got Daryl Denny with a couple of sound bites for you, talking about what they're doing to get Albert Park ready to go, as well as the manager's clubhouse and the visiting and home clubhouse. And then also we'll recap Sir Francis the Drake.
Shoot me from
Welcome back to the program. Hunter Hornstein here, Pacific's Baseball Insider on the official flagship station of Pacific's Baseball, radio.dominican.edu. Your one-stop access to everything Pacific's Baseball, really getting you inside the club from a really unique perspective here on the radio. Thank you for joining us on show number one, the inaugural show. I spoke to Daryl Denny, who's heading the clubhouse renovations, the other day. Went and visited those clubhouse renovations, and I'll tell you what, the progress there is unbelievable. I spoke to Daryl and just asked him really about what they're doing and the progress and what the fan or the players, I should say, and the coaches could expect really when they go out there and go check out those new parks. So Daryl Denny, who is heading that renovation for Albert Park, spoke to him. Let's hear what he had to say.
All right, Daryl, we're here at Albert Park right now, right outside the clubhouse that's being worked on. Can you tell us a little bit about the renovation project, what you guys are hoping to accomplish, and then as well as the progress that has been made so far?
Sure. What we're doing right now is we're building the actual lockers that the players are going to be using, to store their gear, typical locker room stuff. But it's all, they wanted to step up from, just your basic metal, schoolroom style locker. So we're actually doing a kind of a cabinet grade lockers for the players, all made out of cabinet grade plywood, and so far it's turning out very nice. And as for the project or the progress on the project, we're almost completed. We've got maybe another 3 or 4 days left, but so far it's all coming together really well.
And then as I walked in, I saw you're working obviously on the manager's office where his coaches are going to be. Can you tell us a little bit about what our skipper, Mike Marshall, is going to be getting to enjoy the 42 home games here at Albert Park?
Well, there's a small space for him, which is going to be the manager's office, and it was actually the old shower stall in the old lockers, and obviously the showers no longer work, so we've kind of renovated that, so he has his own little private office, and he's going to have three larger lockers in his space, and still enough room for a desk, and he should be very comfortable in there.
All right, Daryl Denny from Daryl Denny Construction. Thank you very much, Daryl, for your time, taking time out of his busy day, I should say, to give me a little bit of an interview there. And from the sounds of it and from the looks of it, obviously you could hear the sanding in the background there, and they're working hard, and it's going to look good. Trust me, it's going to look good. And then the next phase after that, the painters will come on in. They'll start painting everything, and then Albert Park itself will get a facelift. Obviously, like Theo Fightmaster mentioned, the nylon is going to come up. We're going to put some nice little wiring there. The seats will get re-sanded, repainted. It's going to look real good, fans, and that's all coming up in like a month. So the work ethic and the work progress has been unbelievable, through the roof. So you give them 1,000 times credit. Let's move on to Sir Francis the Drake. And if you don't know about Sir Francis, he is the mascot for the Pacifics. He is a giant Drake. And if you didn't know what that is, that's a male duck. When they say giant, he's giant. 7 feet tall, wields a sword or a bat, depending. He's one of those mascots that you want to just run up and hug. And we unveiled him at the Parkside Children's Center yesterday morning. And those kids were unbelievable. So much energy. They were awesome. Invitee infielder Dave Hoffmeyer was there as well. Assistant GM Mary Marshall. And of course, Director of Operations Theo Fightmaster, all in attendance. And those kids were awesome. They were really excited about it. They actually had, it was really cool. They had a sign there that had all the guesses. Like they had crocodile, kitty, monkey. I mean, it was awesome. They were really, really fun. But the Pacific's mascot was unveiled yesterday, Sir Francis the Drake. He led the Hokey Pokey, which was pretty cool. And then Dave Hoffmeyer was able to sign some autographs for the kids and personalized autographs. So keep your eye out for Sir Francis Drake, because he's going to be Sir Francis the Drake, because he's going to be out in the public and be some pretty cool things coming your way as far as a fan's perspective. So Sir Francis the Drake, he'll be around. Maybe we'll get a few words out of him for on PBI here. Doubtful. He's pretty shy. He actually spoke using cue cards to the kids. Look at that. We are almost out of time here on PBI, Pacific's Baseball Insider. Thank you to all the fans that tuned in, and just, of course, also the podcast will be going on. So if you missed it, no worries. We'll be back next Friday, 9 o'clock here on the official flagship station of Pacific's Baseball Radio, .dominican.edu. Also, before we go, really want to hit this really quickly. Obviously, very, very sad news here in the Pacific's Baseball family. Alexis Bush, who is a dear friend of our general manager, Mike Shapiro, was one of the crew members, the four crew members that unfortunately were thrown from their sailboat out in the bay near the Farallon Islands. The Coast Guard called off his search on April 15th that night, and they're still unaccounted for. However, they will forever live in our memories. Alexis Bush was a huge baseball fan, also the first female bat boy, I should say, for the San Francisco Giants. So an unbelievable athlete, an unbelievable passion for the game. And because of that, the Pacifics have dedicated the 2012 season to Alexis Bush. She is survived by her loving family, Corey, her dad and mother, Ann Anderson, a brother, Chris, sister-in-law, Laurel, and boyfriend, Nick. She's going to definitely remain in our hearts and in our thoughts and prayers and our condolences from everyone here at the Pacifics baseball family. Deepest sympathies and condolences out to that family, the Bush family. Alexis Bush, rest in peace. And her memory is going to be living on through the Pacifics. Absolutely, no doubt about that. All right. Again, this is Pacifics Baseball Insider, your inside access to Pacifics Baseball. We go from 9 o'clock to 9:30 every Friday morning here on radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball. For more information, go ahead and go to pacificsbaseball.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook, Pacifics Baseball Insider Radio, or hit us up on Twitter, PAC, capital B, Insider, PAC BB Insider on Twitter. You can interact with us that way. Also, want to mention, remind you, get your season passes, pacificsbaseball.com. Get your season passes, 42 games, home games here in summer. You won't want to miss it. It's a lot of fun. Alrighty, thank you, fans. My name's Hunter Hornstein. If you guys want to get in touch with me, hunter@pacificsbaseball.com. I'm going to go over to the office right now and start banging out some more community events. It's been a wonderful half hour for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Pacifics Baseball Insider on radio.dominican.edu, the official flagship station of Pacifics Baseball on the Pacifics Baseball Radio Network. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll hear you in just about a week, next Friday, 9 o'clock to 9:30. So long.